KPBS On Demand is supported by Marakal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to custom kitchen remodels and room additions, Marakal Design and Remodeling designs and builds your dream home. Learn more at trustyourhometous.com.
Good morning. I'm John Carroll in for Debbie Cruz. It's Thursday, August 22nd. Researchers have come up with a faster way to detect untreated sewage in the Tijuana River. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. The newly homeless continue to outnumber those newly housed. For the past 28 months, the number of people becoming homeless in the county has outpaced the number of unsheltered people moving into homes. The Regional Task Force on Homelessness reports that 1,351 people became homeless for the first time last month, while 1,005 exited homelessness. San Ysidro hasn't had a new public park in more than 25 years, but that is going to change with the construction of Beyer Park. Construction on the new park kicked off this week. It will have a playground, ball fields, picnic areas, restrooms, a dog park, a skate park, and walking trails and public art. It is expected to cost more than $22 million to build. Funds for the project are coming from Mayor Todd Gloria's Parks for All of Us initiative, federal grants, and other sources. It's expected to be complete by spring 2026. The National Weather Service says cooler weather is coming. Even though it'll still feel hot, the temps will drop a bit. Today, in the inland areas, temperatures are expected to be in the low 80s. In the mountains, temps will be in the low 70s. By the coast, it'll be in the mid-70s, and in the deserts, it'll be in the low 100s. By tomorrow, temperatures will be slightly below average for this time of year, dropping another couple of degrees. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
More than 2 years of testing has researchers convinced they have a faster way to detect untreated sewage in the Tijuana River. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge tells us about the monitors that can spot the optical signature of wastewater pollution.
They're called fluorescence monitors. Researchers at San Diego State have placed several beneath a platform in the mouth of the Tijuana River. They're trying to monitor pollution in a river estuary that's notorious for fecal contamination. The sensors emit UV light that's reflected by the chemicals in wastewater. Environmental engineering professor Natalie Maladenov says the technology is working, and fluorescence testing on site is a lot faster than testing water samples in the lab.
A sensor might be able to cut that work in half and still provide a good indication of when the water quality is fine, and then an alert to, okay, now something's wrong and we should check.
She says they have checked the results of the submerged monitors against water samples tested in the lab, which showed the same results. She says their testing in 2022 showed water quality in the estuary was pretty good, but for the past year and a half, it's been polluted almost every day. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
The county is handing out hundreds of free air purifiers in several South Bay neighborhoods to help households deal with strong odors from the cross-border sewage crisis. But South Bay reporter Corey Suzuki says not everyone is happy with how the program is rolling out.
The county has been using a lottery system to distribute the purifiers, asking residents to enter the drawing and then picking out the winners at random. Officials argue that's the fairest approach. Since they have just 400 purifiers to give out across Imperial Beach, Nestor, and San Ysidro, an area of more than 100,000 people. But that lottery system isn't sitting right with everyone.
It's a joke to be raffled off. Anybody could apply for it.
Jared Caswell runs a local shuttle service in Imperial Beach and serves on the city's Chamber of Commerce. He says the county should have prioritized the most affected neighborhoods and people with health conditions or disabilities.
Some people are going to win them. Do they need them? Maybe. Do they need them as bad as others? Probably not. And they should have went to the worst case first.
Caswell thinks next time local governments should get to figure out how to distribute the devices. County officials say they did focus on reaching out to seniors and poorer families with children to let them know the lottery was happening. The purifier program is a sign of growing recognition that the cross-border sewage flows created by Tijuana's broken wastewater system are also polluting the air, something South Bay residents have raised concerns about for years, but that researchers and regional air quality agencies have largely failed to examine. In Imperial Beach, Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
Carlsbad is now the first city in the county to ban smoking and vaping in apartment and condo buildings. North County reporter Tanya Thorne tells us the city council voted to lock in the new ordinance.
Council voted 4-1 to ban smoking in multi-unit apartment complexes and condo buildings. The ban includes smoking and vaping, tobacco and cannabis products, inside and outside. It's aimed at curbing secondhand smoke. Jennifer Gill with Vista Community Clinic's Tobacco Control Program applauded the move.
I mean, it's really about protecting the health of everyone within the city. And I think taking that step is important for city council. You know, they have said that it is their role to protect their citizens and their residents and to do what they can to keep them safe.
Enforcement of the ban will fall on landlords and property managers. The new ordinance will take effect January 1st. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
As school starts back up for students across San Diego, many families are struggling to find affordable after-school care. KPBS's Katarina Portella says this year, many programs have long wait lists.
We're in a position where we don't even have the option of paid child care.
Denise Hassan is a working mother of three.
So that is what stresses me out the most because we both work full time.
KPBS spoke to her last year when her three sons had just been accepted to primetime. This year, she reapplied and ended up 40th on the wait list. And now the paid option is full too. Hassan had been told by a primetime employee that as a returning parent, she would have priority in the enrollment.
Had I known, then I would have kept my space in the paid program because we're a family with three children and we need after-school care.
At her children's school, Marvin Elementary, the waitlist jumped from 0 to 128 kids just this year. And it's not the only one. The overall number of students on the primetime waitlist is 4 times more than last year.
Our goal is to continue to increase to serve those families.
Christiane Trout McPhee, the manager of Primetime Summer and Extended Day programs, says that the program is doing its best to accommodate the large number of applicants.
We're doing the best that we can with staffing, and every year all families have to reapply because there's never a guarantee. We're really doing every effort on our end, and if families could just reach out to the school to see what other options are available, or they're welcome to contact my office and I'll see what we can do to help support them.
Primetime expanded to 19 new schools this year. Most schools had more spots this year, but for 36 schools, the number actually decreased. The average cost of after-school care is $500 a month if families can even get a spot. If they have to look outside of their school, it can cost over $800 a month. These prices are exactly why the free program Primetime has become such a competitive commodity.
There's a lot of us, and that just demonstrates that at our school site, there's a bigger need than what's currently accommodated.
Many elementary schools get out around 2 and noon every Wednesday. And as more and more families become working parents, childcare has become more essential. Shelby Jennings Gomez is the executive director of childcare at the San Diego County YMCA.
Childcare is absolutely critical to a family's ability to work or go to school and do what they need to do to take care of their family. So anytime that families can have access to a quality free childcare program that meets their needs in terms of the time that it's offered, the location that it's offered, and meeting the needs of their individual child, that is such a burden lifted off of a family that is struggling to survive in this high cost of living county that we have.
Hassan and other parents were also blindsided by a new sign-up change this year. In previous years, parents had a week to submit their applications. This year, it was first come, first serve. And parents who applied just 20 minutes late didn't get a spot. The reason for the change, according to San Diego Unified, is a new grant this year that requires homeless and foster youth to be prioritized. Toby Pace, Senior Director of Early Learning Opportunities at San Diego Unified, says the more narrow priority group paired with an influx of people is causing the larger wait lists.
Primetime's getting a lot more notoriety and it's growing. So literally back in 2022, I think our number was we had about 11,000 students interested. This year, we have over, I think just interested in applying, we have over 15,200 almost right now.
Now the school year has already begun, and with it, the scramble for after-school care. While some families have secured spots at Primetime or a paid care program, many feel stuck as waitlists grow and options become more scarce.
Maybe I'm in a little bit of denial and just hoping that space opens up. I really don't know.
For KPBS, I'm Katerina Portella.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm John Carroll. It was a pleasure chatting with you all on the podcast this week. Debbie Cruz will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and have a great Thursday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Toyota.com is where you can find details and information on all new Toyotas, along with all the latest offers, different models, available inventory, and even request personal help if there's a question. All online. Toyota.com. We make it easy.